For a second, I wasn't sure that I was seeing what I seemed to be seeing, which was a small round sesame water cracker topped with half a sardine in Louisiana hot sauce and a slice of black olive, making its way across Marcus Gordon's table seemingly under its own steam. I was tired. Was I just hallucinating? I pushed my bangs off my forehead, rubbed the space between my eyes with the heel of my hand, and looked again. No, it was definitely moving, sliding across the speckled formica tabletop like a slap shot from a hockey stick. Or a swat from a cat's paw. An invisible cat's paw. I leaned forward, snatching the cracker off the table as Marcus turned from the counter. It was too late to pretend I was just brushing away a few crumbs.
"I didn't think you'd like those," he said.
There was a cute little furrow on the bridge of his nose, and a lock of dark wavy hair had fallen onto his forehead. I shook my head. This wasn't a good time to get distracted by how Detective Marcus Gordon looked when he frowned, or smiled, or walked across a room. I'd stopped by so he could check out a chair I'd gotten from my neighbor, Rebecca. Marcus was certain he could fix it, and accepted his offer of a glass of lemonade and what was looking like a rather unique take on crackers and cheese.
"They, just looked so good, I thought I'd try one," I said.
Okay, that wasn't exactly the truth. I liked the sesame crackers and the black olives, but I wasn't that crazy about the sardines in hot sauce. On the other hand, I couldn't put the cracker back on the plate and let Marcus eat it after it had been batted all over the table by a small gray tabby cat, invisible or otherwise.
"Are you sure?"
he asked. I nodded, trying not to inhale the combination of fish, spices, and olives. "Cheers," I said, raising the cracker in a kind of toast. Then I stuffed the entire thing in my mouth, chewed rapidly, and swallowed, and immediately began coughing. Marcus started over to me, and I waved a hand to let him know I was all right. "I'm okay," I rasped. "It was just spicier than I expected."
"Kinda sneaks up on you," he agreed.
There was a hint of a smile in his blue eyes.
"Would you rather have cheese?"
He'd been about to slice a block of mozzarella. "Please," I said, tucking a strand of hair that had come loose from my ponytail behind one ear. He turned back to the counter, and I reached for my glass of lemonade to rinse away some of the heat in my mouth. I glared in the general direction of where I figured my cat Owen was. I knew he was the culprit. He loved sardines, and he was the only cat I knew that could become, well, invisible. That cracker hadn't hopped down from the plate and gone sliding across the table under its own steam. I pulled the plate closer in case he got the idea to try for another treat. And since Marcus had his back turned, I leaned forward and felt around, hoping that even though I couldn't see Owen, I could maybe get lucky and be able to grab him. Not a chance. I couldn't see the cat, but he could see me, and all he had to do was jump out of the way of my sweeping hand. That was the problem with having a cat who could disappear at will. He did, generally, when he wanted to do the opposite of whatever it was I wanted him to do, like horn in on my visit with Marcus instead of staying home. And how the heck was I going to get Owen back to the house again? He'd obviously snuck into my truck and then hopped out when I'd gotten here. Could I trust him to follow me when I was ready to leave? I needed something to use as incentive. I took another drink and palmed one of the sardine-topped crackers, hoping Marcus hadn't counted exactly how many he'd put on the plate. Then I pushed my chair back and stood up, brushing a few stray cracker crumbs off my jeans. "I think I might have left my phone in the truck," I said. "I'm just going to check. I'll be right back." I kept the hand holding the cracker down by my leg, hoping it would be enough to entice Owen. I knew he'd be tempted to just sit on the table and eat all the sardines from the plate. I was hoping he was smart enough not to try it.
"Owen,"
I stage whispered as soon as I was outside and around the side of the house. I looked around, but I couldn't see him, of course.
You better be out here.
I opened the driver's door of the truck, set the cracker in the middle of the seat, and waited. After a long moment, Owen appeared, gray head down, sniffing the food. I'm tall enough that when I leaned across the bench seat, my face was inches from his.
You are in so much trouble,
I hissed. He looked up at me, all innocent golden eyes.
How would I have explained things if Marcus had seen that cracker moving across the table all by itself? Like it had little wheels on the bottom?